Today is Wednesday, April 10th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in must-know news. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled to enforce a 160-year-old abortion ban, allowing a near-total ban on abortions, leading to criticism and political backlash from both Democrats and Republicans. The ban will supersede a 15-week abortion ban that was signed into law in 2022. The EPA issued a new rule requiring 200-plus chemical plants to cut toxic emissions, focusing on reducing cancer risk in communities near industrial sites. While facing opposition, the rule aims to protect public health and promote transparency through monitoring and emission reduction measures. And the FAA is investigating Boeing after whistleblower allegations from engineer Sam Solapour raised concerns about defects in the 787 Dreamliner, including shortcuts that were taken leading to safety risks. Solapour's claims have prompted scrutiny from federal authorities, with Boeing continuing to deny the allegations. In other notable news, the parents of the Oxford, Michigan school shooter were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison after their son Ethan Crumbly shot and killed four students at his high school in 2021. Norfolk Southern will pay $600 million for the 2023 train derailment that spilled a cocktail of hazardous chemicals into eastern Ohio communities. The U.S. announced it will provide $138 million in emergency military funding to repair and maintain missile systems in Ukraine. The systems provide much-needed air defense against Russian forces. And Swiss women won a landmark climate case when Europe's top human rights court ruled that the Swiss government violated the rights of its citizens by failing to properly combat climate change. A word from our sponsor. Here's how you can out-breakfast every one of your friends. Get affordable, crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside New York bagels delivered right to your doorstep wherever you are without breaking the bank. Use code NEWS for 10% off your order at justbagels.com. Happy hump day, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.